Lord has really laid on my heart how positive the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. Just think of what's being said. The Lord is my shepherd. The Bible says that we as all sheep have gone astray, everyone to his own way. But God is, I think here a while back we talked about us being similar to sheep. But God is, you know, there's many shepherds. There's shepherds that take good care of their sheep. You know, it's just like anything you do. There's some people that real meticulous, and they go all the way, and there's other people just sort of slide by, and they just, maybe if a lamb was hurting, they'd say, oh, wait, in the morning will be good enough, you know, I'm going to sleep through the night. You know, that's, but then there's some of those that really, there's some that even give their life. And I think David took care of the sheep, and how the lion came, and how he defended the sheep. The sheep depend on the shepherd. The dependency of the sheep is to the shepherd. He's the leader. And so the shepherd provides for them. And this really relates with our life, that God wants us to really to rely on him. The same way that a sheep relies on his shepherd, that we rely on the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of God. And it seems to me like as I read more and more of the word, that we get in trouble when we don't trust in God. God causes sin. He says, where there's not faith, there's sin. And faith and trust and faith sort of go together. If we don't have faith, it's hard to trust. If you've got faith, it's easy to trust. You trust some people and others you don't trust. But God is a relationship that we got to say in our hearts. We need to say, do I trust God or do I really question him? Is he my strength or isn't he my strength? This is something we can't tell nobody, but it's in our own heart. But it's very necessary that we have that relationship that we can trust in the living God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Think about it. You don't have to really, according to scripture, we don't have to want. We don't have to worry. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down as the green grass and wither as the herb. You know, if all of us here mowed lawns, pulled grass, and it just doesn't take just a few minutes, and it's wilted. Grass cannot stand very long after it's cut off. It just withers away. But the Bible says God will keep us strengthened in times of that withering away, that God will keep us through the times of difficulties, through the times of troubles. I believe that America is living in a very troublesome time. We're living in a time when people don't really know. People don't really, I guess because so many things is happening, it broadens our, what we can do. It's like if you get involved in too many fires and too many deals going on, it's hard to keep track of everything. Most of us got one track mind. I guess women, they say, got more than one track mind. But most of us, if I get to doing two or three different things, I'm not going to get good at it. And I believe we're the same way. God, he says he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because we trust in thee. God wants us truly to trust him. The Lord is my shepherd. Can we say that? We need to say that. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's in the 23rd Psalm. I shall not. You think about it. A lot of times we read these wonderful words, but we really don't exactly search it out and believe what God is saying. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me beside, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me. He guides us. He maketh me to lie down. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Sometimes, many times we get really ahead of ourselves and God sees us as going out way heavy. And if we don't slow down, we're in for troubles. And I believe sometimes God literally has to slow some people down or they would cave in because they're only one speed is full throttle and they will really outdo what their body is able to. And God maketh them. He makes them to lie down in green pastures. I thought about the care of God, how he loves us that even when we mistreat our own bodies and we mistreat, the Bible says this is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Anybody destroys it, him will God destroy. So God takes a great, wonderful view of our what we are, we come. We grow in the nature and the admonition, Lord. So we grow, we can either grow toward him or grow away from him. And we have to choose. Bible says, choose you this day whom you will serve. And I believe in our minds all the time, we should be choosing, I want to choose good. There's times that we mess up within ourselves, but we don't choose to do that. Sometimes by ignorance. Ignorance, the Bible says, ignorance is no excuse in the law. You know, if you commit some crime, you say, well, I didn't know that. And they said, that's no excuse. I think God excuses us sometimes through our ignorance. He lets us grow in Him. And then love of God is so beyond the imagination of any facet in life that we can even think about. There's nothing compares with God, who is our shepherd. You know, God compares Himself as a shepherd, but God made it all. He knows all, is all, was all, and before us, He is going to have us eternal life forever and ever and ever, and everything relates in Him. But yet, while we're here, He wants to take care of us as a old sheep. You know, many times, you know, and I believe why God says that, is we got to trust the place that I have no other. I don't have a leading on my own life. I need a leading from Him. I find myself as no leadership. I need a leadership that's beyond my comprehension. I don't even know what to do at times. I don't even know what to say. And I don't really know right now. God is that He improvises. He keeps us through the times of struggles. And if we don't live on life, through our lifetime, there's going to be times when we struggle through certain requirements that we come against. There's troubles that we meet many times, even like a dentist office. All these things troubles us. They trouble us because we're prone to not want any pain. None of us don't want to face pain. And pain, that's why many of us don't want to talk to a man the other day. He don't want to face death. Well, no, there's something within us that we want to forsake it. It's way off there. But we need to take also accountability if it does happen that we're where we should be with the Lord God, that God would present us as His holy, blessed child. We're able to make tremendous mistakes. We're able to not be able to cope with where we live. We're got that kind of makeup within us. We have a makeup that wants to doubt. We got a makeup that wants to pout. The nature of the enemy is in us. We was born in this nature. And this nature is not God's nature. And many of the things that we're living in, we have a tendency of blaming God, but it's not His fault. He wants us to come out of that. He wants us to be blessed by Him, that we might be overcomers, overtakers by the Spirit of God, that we would live an upright life in Him. But I believe it's where we need to realize that we need to support ourselves in Him. We can go out here and look for great wealth. People look for things. They look for achievements. They look for gambling places. They look for these kind of things because they arouse the person. Oh, I'm going to go down and win. I'm going to get rich. I'm going to do all these things. But many times they're traps. They're allurements that causes us to lose out. We'll never get what we think we're going to gain. There's something within us that says, oh, gamble, gamble, gamble. And then there's another voice that says, you gamble, you're going to lose. And we have to choose. That's the way in life. There's things that we can gamble in our life. Not just that, but in our life every day. We gamble sometimes, say, well, I think I'll make a day. I don't have to read God's word. I don't really have to pray. I'm going to gamble this day. I'm going to make it out here and I'm going to be all right. And God will forgive me. But you know, this is a good certain way to start walking in the lower plane with God. We lose that blessing, that strength, that inner special touch from heaven. That there's no comparison what God, I feel His glory coming down. The glory of God that lives within us is beneficial. It helps us, enables us to walk upright. And we're no longer surrounded by the cares of this world, but we're surrounded in the presence of God, that we're dwelling in the secret place the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So many people, why they're having problems? Because they're out of context with God. They're too far from God. And God spoke Sunday to my heart that many people are too far from Him to be able for Him to reach. They need to come. We have to draw nigh unto God. And that drawing takes place like a sheep. The sheep knows the voice of his master. And no other do they know. God wants us to know His. My sheep know my voice. They come to my call. And a stranger they do not know. Many times I believe in this old wicked world that we're living in, that people, they want to challenge things. There's people that want to live on the edge. There's people that want to live bravely. You know, they don't want to face what's going to happen to them, but they want to live on the edge. They want to live dangling over a mountaintop and these things. And I don't think these are good for Christians anyway. We're not to take our life as a light vocation. It's very powerful, God. And God has a certain arrangement for us that we can be arranged from heaven. And we don't have to fret where we go, where we say, what we do, where we know. We can walk honestly in His truth, in His vocation, His guidance, in His direction. And we truly need that. We need the direction of the Almighty God, that God would dwell within those that call upon His name, that they would receive that abundant life, that abundant health, that abundant wealth, that abundant power, the abundant glory of God living within there. And we're a channel for God. God, He moves through us. We don't retain it, but it's in us and it goes through us. And we give out to others, not knowingly many times. You give it. Person, a charge from heaven. And you may not know it, but your presence there brings a light many times. It brings a wholesomeness that only God can do. And we're created in the image of our Heavenly Father, and God is thrilled when He moves in us, and His glory comes on, and it seeps out of us. It seeps upon us, and we become that blessing. We become that strength. We become that one that can help that one. We become sympathetic, and that person that needs that help, they realize that you're really sympathetic, and they don't understand that we're no more either. We're like sheep. We have it. God takes it in us, but if we rely on Him, He gives us that divine comfort. Oh, that divine comfort. He comforts those in all of their tribulation, that we might be able to comfort those that are in any trouble, that we might be able to comfort those that are in any trouble. Sheep. Us poor sheep can comfort others if we stay where we should be with God. God is the great I am. He is the great shepherd. And where His Spirit is, there is liberty. There is no taxing. There is no blessing that will come against God's blessing. God is beyond any imagination that men can ever know, ever see, ever face, ever want. God is really by our side. And it says, greater is He that's within you than He that's in the world. The next verse says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Greater is He that's within you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For in my Father's house are many mansions. Were not so, I would have told you. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place. And if I go away, I'm going to go away, but I'm going to come back and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. And Jesus said also, and says, in like manner, you see the Son of Man leaving, in like manner, at a point in time, I'm going to come back through the clouds of glory. And I'm looking at that day for those that are my sheep, those who have paid and come under my umbrella. God has a great umbrella. He wants to come and dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we might abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then we can say, I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge. He's my fortress, my God, in Him I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of the pestilence. No evil shall fall thee, nor plague shall come nigh unto thy dwelling. Only thine eyes. What a wonderful blessing. No evil shall fall thee, nor plague shall come nigh unto thy dwelling. Only thine eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. The reward of the wicked. In Psalms 1, it says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of sin, nor stand in the way of sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law doth he meditate both day and night. That's the good. He should be like a man by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in the season. His leaf shall also not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. That's the part I want. The ungodly are not so. The ungodly are not included with God. Now, God wants them there. He truly wants every person in this universe to make heaven. God has a wonderful place. He wants us, but He cannot allow sin in the heaven. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. And we've all sinned. We've all failed God. But God has been very merciful. He loves us so much that He gave His only Son, Jesus. He says, I'll send my own Son come upon earth to save each one of you here. God, give that special gift of His own special touch, this God's special Son. In Proverbs it says He was the one that walked with God through the time. Jesus was like the Son that walked with God when He built the corridors of the world. Jesus was there. Jesus was with His Heavenly Father. Jesus and the Holy Spirit was there as a support. God moved upon them and moved upon the deep, and He moved upon this mighty world to this frame. He moved it for that mankind could live in an atmosphere that we would be able to cope with while we're here. The weather had to be certain degrees, and the sun couldn't get too hot. And just this week, just this week, I found out that Tim Carroll, which is one of the orchards this year, that a bunch of the orchards this summer was burnt. The weather was too hot. See, God makes all the weather. But the last days, it says that there's going to be a real earth warming. And it's coming to pass. All these things are coming to pass, not to scare us, but to realize that our Heavenly Father is coming back very soon. It says in James, he longeth for the days when we'll come home. You know, isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. He says, hey, my kids are coming home. My kids are coming home. You know, when the prodigal son, that prodigal son went down and spent all he had, his father gave him a substance, and the prodigal son, you know, it says, he was eating with the hogs, and he said, you know, he says, even my father's servants are better off than I am. He says, I'm just going to go back, and I says, I believe my father will have mercy upon me, and I could be a servant. But his father seen him afar off, and he rejoiced. He told the older brother, let's rejoice. Our son is, the son that's lost is coming. The father was glad. The father was very glad. He wasn't threatened. He wasn't against the son. God, the father was pleased because he came back. The father was pleased, and it pleased the father when we come back to him, continually come back to him, that we might walk pleasing unto the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthen with all might, according to his glorious power, and long suffering with joyfulness. Bible says, make a joyful noise on the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Us sheep, we need to have more joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, we get so dried up and so out of kilter that people don't want to be around us. They said, what's happened to them? They must have went out and eat a bunch of pickles or did something because they're really sour. They're really lost that first love. And God wants us to retain that first love. God wants us to be more than conquerors through him which loved us. God wants us to be able to promote good things. God wants to lift up that one that's down, that we care for that one that's going through a problem, that we care for that one that's backslidden, we might think, but we still care for that one, we pray for that one, we lift them up, we encourage them as much as we can, and that's the duty of the Christian, that we might walk pleasing God. When we lift up someone that's down, it gladdens the heart of our Heavenly Father. I know it does. It's in the Word. It says, in his presence is fullness of joy. In his right hand, pleasures evermore. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We don't have to have a gloom on our face. We can be, hallelujah, the glory of God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In his presence. And the presence of God is real. We try to find, and you know, many times, and young, I was probably the same way when I was, but we get out of high school, we're out there trying to find the wealth of the world. This is maybe not everybody, but there's some people that, a lot of people at that age, they get out and they're saying they sow their wild oats. They do these things that's not really as becoming of a child of God. But they do it. And like that prodigal son, he said, Father, I want to go spend. I want to take my inheritance. And as I see it, the father never argued with him. He said, okay, my son, you're still my son. I've had you told him that two or three times. You're my son. And I remember when he probably got down there and he got down to the bottom. You know, when you get to the bottom, it hurts. When you get, you know, in this world, the Bible says, love not the world. Love of money is the root of all evil. But the world that we live in, it's made up to where we can't survive without money. But the Bible says that God will take care of those who are his children. And that's where our, sometimes it's hard to trust when you think that everything is going bad. And you think nothing's right. And then to still say, though God slay me, like Job says, though God slay me, yet I'll trust him. And I believe that is what God is looking in our hearts. That we will literally, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You know what the still waters is? It's flat. It's flat. When water is flat, it means there's no, it's just sitting. And that God brings us down to a time that we're not in troubles. He brings us a time, he sees that we're made of dust. He sees that we need a time, maybe a recreation or something, to get our minds out of where we've been. God is very sympathetic with us. We need to realize that God understands us. He knows all about us. And if we will come to God out of our heart, God will meet our needs every time. God is there not to refuse us, but he's there to bless us. He wants us to cast in all of our cares upon him, for he cares for you. Bible says, casting all of our cares, not part of them, but all of our cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober. I really believe this 23rd Psalm is very important, and I've been wanting, for a long time, I've been wanting to really to, the Lord really put it on my heart tonight to sort of search it out, because it's very, I believe it's one of the key scriptures in the Bible. And they know they use it in prisons when people are facing death. They quote the 23rd Psalm. It's a very powerful, he maketh me lie down in green pastures. He makes me. He maketh me. Maketh means make. Make. So God orders me to lie down in green pastures. He orders me to take care of my body. He orders me to do the right thing. He orders us to do right. And I was reading tonight in another place that says he orders us in right ways. So or he orders our steps. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by a woman ordered by the Lord. God orders your steps. He orders your way. He orders. He keeps us. And it says, let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the words of my mouth, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when we start tying this all together and we see that we're very, that's why when we get out of step with God, we say slanderous words that hurt, that bring ruined relationships. You know, we can have a good friend and we lose it in 5 minutes. People, they can't forgive and they can't forget. But God wants us to do both, forgive and to forget, and not to make those, well, I don't know what to call it, but they're troublesome things when we start using our mouth. The Bible says our mouth is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison, whom no man can tame. Now you say, why are you saying that? Well, I don't know, but God has a reason. When the Lord is our shepherd, that he'll can help us to also, the Bible says he that controls his tongue can control his whole body. So the tongue is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison, whom no man can tame. But God can tame the tongue. And God is the source for all. And I think that's why we need to be like sheep. We like sheep have gone astray, every man to his own way. We have a tendency to do things before we think. And I think many times we get angry and then we say things before we even thought about it. And the Bible says, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Why do you think God said, quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath? I believe that quick to hear is being you're waiting all the time. You're waiting for God for an assignment. You're waiting on God to say, do this. You know, I told a man suddenly, I said, I've never done anything in my life, but only through the Spirit of the new count. And he's a Christian. He could not understand it. But I believe it. I wait upon the Lord. And when I know when it comes, I have great faith that I know it's going to come to pass. It's going to work. It's going to, as I say, in jail, you're going to have a good day. You're not going to be misled. You're going to have that counsel from heaven and you'll have that blessed assurance. Whatever goes to pass, it'll come to pass by the direction of God's Spirit within you. And that gives us a great benefit that we are able to put our trust in the living God, that we would not be moved by any ill doctrine that's not from God. If God be for us, who can be against us? And I really believe that we need to take a positive relationship, that God is on our side. We're only here for a few moments. And I pray that everything that I lay my hands on will be out of God's. And I shudder sometimes because did I do this right? Because I'm getting old and I have a tendency of forgetting. I guess that's part of getting old, but I've probably had it all my life. I mean, we gotta really to put our minds to do some things to do a good job. Everything that we do, the Bible says, do it as unto the Lord. Now we're getting back to in that everything that we do, do it as unto the Lord. A sheep. But see, God says, you sheep, you just follow me and you lean not on an understanding and you'll seek me. I will guide you and I'll direct you. I will bring through the times of troubled waters, through the times of pitfalls, through the anguish that comes, all the heartaches and the fires of this land. You know, many times, even the earth that we live, there's fires many times. But God brings us through all the tribulations, through the storms. About all these dear people that went in this hurricane, how that they was troubled. And they needed to be troubled. I mean, they was in a scary time, a time of great closure of maybe this life or losing their life. They didn't really know what was going to take place. And then like those people was in that rest home, that how they lost their lives. But our lives are very fragile. and we have no strength within us in combat. I said, our lives, if something hits us the wrong way, we're gone. A bullet will hit you, you're gone. And it's just, we're this body is not made for swords. This body is not made for bombs and all this, and it's not made for fires. It's not made. It gets consumed, and through it, there's loss of life. And this loss of life permanently puts this person either in heaven or in hell. As very, it brings a great decision. That's why we need to think all the time, I want to serve you, Lord. I want to be thy will. I want to follow you first. I want to seek you first in your kingdom, and all these other things shall be added. I want to do thy will, Lord. Help me to rise. Help me to follow thee, that I not fret, that I walk in thy spirit of holiness, who walk above reproach. That word above reproach is a great word in this last days. I believe that above reproaches means that whatever that person does, that with the best is within them, they may make a mistake, but they're not going to get too far off from being right with God. God has that esteem of many. God wants us to have his mighty hand upon us, that he can trust us as he trusted Job. If the enemy come to God and says, you know what, if you'll just give Job a bunch of, if you'll do these things, Job will curse you. And God says, no, I don't think so. Job is a good man. And I believe that God, I feel the presence of God here right now. God says, he sees us as a child. He sees you as a beneficiary of God. God wants to endorse himself upon you. He wants to give you the endorsement from him. He wants to say, this is my child that I'm really proud of. This is my child. Jennifer, look at her. I'm proud of her. And God does this because we are raised. We bring the raiment. I can hardly feel the glory so heavy. But the allurement of God's glory comes upon us, and we become that shaft of light that comes upon this earth, that we become a piece of God that God brings upon this earth, that people can see heaven. And I believe that's what the Christianity is about. It's not out here talking and making great discussions of where your arguments and all these things would bring forth troubles, but we would have that shaft of light, that shaft of God's blessing, that wherever we go, we illuminate the Spirit of God, that we carry his glory. And I believe this is what God wants. It's the greatest calling that you can have, as being walking with God. You don't have to have nothing. You can say, people know that you walk with God. They know that you've been with God. They know that you have that heavenly spirit. They know that you take time to pray, that you called upon your God, that it's real, Brother Cliff. It's a faithful call that God will bless you. He will strengthen us to a mighty call from heaven. There's a place that God wants us to come under, as he that dwelt in the secret place. You say, well, that's my church, don't tell me that. But I say in God, you need to be in the secret place. He should be the number one, numero under one. God is higher than every person, everybody, and you need to have that special relationship with him. It's wonderful. It's mad. It will bring you through these times of crisis. And you'll never have to be alone. You never have to be afraid, because he says he will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Isn't that wonderful? He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. For his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself weak, no, strong, on the behalf whose heart is made perfect toward him. He's going to show himself strong on us if we'll seek his face. Seek ye the Lord out of strength, seek his face forevermore. That we might walk worthy of the Lord, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of God's strength with all might, according to his glorious power, and long suffering with joyfulness. Joyfulness is something that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And long suffering. You know, be able to suffer. There's times when God says, my child, I see that you're suffering. But if you will hold on, you'll not have to meet it no more. Job suffered through this trouble. Job went through critical time. Job had no friends. Every man run Job down. His wife says, curse God. And Job cursed him. And Job says, no, I will not curse my God. I will see him the latter day. He prophesies that God's going to come back the latter days, and he's going to bring back, he's going to have legion of people. And Job see this. God let him see it. Hallelujah. When we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you don't have to be afraid. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And it says, I will say of the Lord. I will get to say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress, my mighty God. In him will I trust. He shall deliver me from the snare of the power, from the noise of pestilence. 8,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at the right hand, but it shall not come nigh to me. Only with mine eyes shall behold, see the reward of the wicked. And he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou even dash thy foot against the stone. Oh, hallelujah. Nothing shall be able to deter those that come in God's way. God is greater. God is a supernatural. God has everything in this world that we see has an ending. This home has an ending. This seat has an ending. All their clothing has a short ending, not much of it. But everything has an ending. You have a car many times right now. I don't think it'll go that long, but there's cars in the road that was built back in the 20s, the 30s. Some of them are still running. But one day they'll all have an ending. Everything upon this earth has an ending. And then God has just given us the beginning. You have it in the beginning. And there's no ending what you're going to have. You've got the beginning. That beginning starts now. That beginning is now. Then we need to get that down in your knower. You get it down. God is beginning right now to purge me, to bless me, that I might walk upright before the Lord God, that I might hear from heaven, that I might do the will of God, that I would walk in obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Many people are walking in disobedience. And when you walk in disobedience, God is not pleased. The Bible says, whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap. We need to sow wonderful blessings. We need to sow, oh, hallelujah. We don't need to have no discouragement. Hallelujah. The Lord is my rock. He is my fortress. He is my Savior. He is my way maker. He is my peace. He is my righteousness. He is my absolute wonderful everything. He is greater than I face in this world. He is the mandatory blessings upon blessings. He is, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it in the heart of man, the things that he'll give to them that love God. God is here to redeem us, to bless us, to expose the blackness within us. We need to get rid of it now that he might graft in new blessings, new skin, new moral, new holiness, that we might walk holy before God, walking in the fear that we would not want to do anything to bring shame to our Heavenly Father. We might walk in peace. And the guidelines that God gives us through this Holy Word. This Holy Word is wonderful. It's powerful. It is designed to keep us. His Word is designed to live on through eternity. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. But these other things are the end. They're the ends. And everything that you have in this world that we see in Iran. The Bible says, look at the other things that are seen. So everything that we're seeing is having an ending. But we're looking at the things that are not seen. There's no ending. There are beginnings. There's a beginning. There's a beginning. God, thank you for this message, Lord. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of eternal life. This is the beginning. Hallelujah, that I might be set free while I'm here. These last few years that I might walk in holiness and obedience. If God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that's within you, he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. In my Father's house there are many mansions. God's coming back with a mansion, heaven. Oh, hallelujah. I guess I'm sounding like terrible because I cannot say what God wants me to say. But I'm just a piece of dust. But I can hear him saying, he's saying, blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. God loves us. You know, I didn't realize that my body is not able to cope with the Lord. And the heavier the anointing gets, the harder it is to speak. my tongue goes to glory. It's easy that way, but it's hard to speak in English. It's hard to speak, but praise God, God's given me strength to do it. God is here to bless us. You know, and that's God's bringing another truth. That's why we don't walk to please ourselves. We walk, this is from heaven, we walk to please God. We speak to please God. We know it's very necessary to speak in that heavenly language. But there are times, Paul spoke to it, when you're like this, you're to speak out. Beyond that, you're speak with interpretation. You're speak with all will know the sense, word of God. God has a way in the storm. God has a way. I feel the presence of God. It's real, Brother Clint. It's real. He is faithful. Hallelujah. If God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is he than he is with the world. We see many of the patriarchs in the Bible, how they all went through many troubles. Joseph, how that Joseph was very sent down into Egypt. How Joseph was visited by the heart of God. God touched Joseph in a very special way because he knew that he was going to have to save the world that day. It wasn't just Egypt. The world was going to be in a great drought. And God knew they needed a way, a savior. Like Jesus became our Savior, Joseph became that Savior at that time. He would go down into a country that he did not know. He was bought for as a slave, and he would go down and be at Potiphar's house, and how that he went to the prison, and how he, God visited him with the mighty spirit. God visited us, that we would, they took it for wrong. God made it for good. God made it good because God visited Joseph in such a way that Joseph knew the mind of God, that Joseph had the interpretation from heaven, that he knew there was going to be 7 lean years, and there's going to be 7 fat, wonderful years. Wonderful years would come first. And for those 7 wonderful years, they should take and prepare and put that corn and all the food away to store it for that day. And how Joseph became that mediator. He became that way. And even his own family, they was starving out too. And how they came and how God brought restoration back to them. And God is restoring his people. God wants to bring restoration to our heart. God wants to bless us in such a way that we would walk above reproach, that we might walk in the envy of many. And many people, they may not know it, but they say, they got something I wished I had. They might not tell you that, but they know in their heart there's something very wonderful with, and God only gives you this. You can't buy it. You can't get it in a drugstore. You can't get it in church. You get it from God. You get it from the gospel from heaven. God wants to fill you, thrill you, excite you above all extendency. That there's no extinguishing of what you have within you. The enemy can't extinguish anything that God puts in you. He can't get it from you. He didn't give it to you, and he can't take it away. God wants to give you that liberty. He wants to give you that holy unction in the power from heaven, that you might walk the heavenly corridors on this earth while you're here, walking triumphant in Jesus Christ, triumphant, being victorious, walking in liberty of God, walking in favor, walking in the presence of God. If God be for us, who can be against having that ability? The Spirit of God rests upon you mightily, and God is moving mightily these last days. He wants to move mightily. For I, the Lord thy God, am here this day to prepare thee that thou would walk upright. For I'm here, I have spoken my heart this night, but I'm going to speak clearer right now, says the Spirit of God. I'm here to grant thee my scepter. I'm going to grant thee my love. I've given thee my all, and I wish for my people that do not know these wonderful words, that they can hear it. But I say, many, many, many will not listen. I say, this man has never known how to speak, and I, the Lord thy God, have chosen to speak. But I am here this day that I can do this in all my people, that they might walk above this last days in courageous attire. They would not walk in their own uniform, but they would walk in the uniform of God the Father, God the Son. And they would cherish that uniform from heaven. They would cherish the brilliance of the Spirit of God. They would cherish the love of God. For I am here to bless my people, to help them, that they would no longer be exhausted. Like many, I see this night, many of my people have exhausted all what I've given them. They've lost what I've given them. They've lost their first love. And they've lost that fountain of youth that I've poured upon them. For I'm here this day, my people, those who will seek my face, call upon me, I will help them, and I shall help them to rearrange their lives, that they will might walk justly before their God, that they might walk in perfect harmony from heaven. They would walk pleasing their God, walking in obedience, walking sheltered by the Spirit from heaven, walking in the leadership of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, being sheltered with the angels from heaven. I shall send my angels charge over thee also to keep thee in all thy ways. Be not afraid, my ones. Be not afraid, little flock, for I, the Lord, is my promise and my blessing to keep thee. I shall support thee and I shall uphold thee. I say, many, many, many cannot even understand this night. They would say this is from the wrong place, but I'm saying it's not from the wrong place. It's coming from me, says the Spirit of God. I am here to touch thee this night. I'm here to perform a great blessing upon thee, and I'm able to do a supernatural work in thee this night and be on for the days to come until I take thee home. Seek my face, call upon me, reassemble thyself together, walk in my faith, walk believing for great and mighty things, that thou shalt believe, and great, each one here, believe for great and mighty things, and thou shalt see it come to pass, and thou shalt see a host of angels follow thee, and thou shalt feel it, thou wilt feel their wings over thee, and they shall support thee, and they shall uplift thee, and they shall comfort thee, and I shall bless those ones that will come unto me, those that will put their knees down toward heaven, and bow their head to the Lord God. I shall move upon them in a mighty way, and I shall create with them a mighty task, and they shall walk in allegiance of my heavenly army, and I shall give them great poise, great power, great deliverance in this last days. And I say, many shall not be able to come in at that last days because they cannot regain that time. They cannot regain what they've losing. I say, many have lost. Many have lost that, and they will never ever catch up because I'm coming soon. I'm coming to those that have their trust, their faith in the living God, knowing that I will never leave them, that I will never forsake them, and I'll be with them. And they shall live with me one of these days very soon. And that time, it'll just be a transformation that goes for us. I say it'll be so fast that thou will not even enter. It'll be in a twinkling of an eye. Thou shalt be here. In a second thou shalt be in glory. And I say thou shalt do that journey very fast. And it shall come as a fast journey. And it shall be complete. And that journey will go on through the eons. So it'll never have an ending. And it'll go on forever. And I say those who do not make that journey, I say they're going to have an end. And I say there's going to be a sharp end that's going to take place. And I say they're going to meet tragedies. And they're going to meet death. And they're going to meet problems. And they're going to see hurricanes upon hurricanes. They're going to see earthquakes. They're going to see diverse problems. They're going to see many, many, many troubles that they've never seen before. They're going to see heartaches. They're going to see great diseases. They're going to see great parts of ill-gotten gain that many have gotten wrongfully. And I say they're going to reap that. They're going to reap that. They're going to reap a harvest. I say, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And I say, many of my people have reaped for wrong things. They've reaped for corruption. They sowed, for wrongdoings. And I say they shall reap wrongdoing. They have sowed blasphemies. And I say they're going to receive a landfall of curses upon them. And I say they have sowed dishonesty. And I say that dishonesty brings them down to a level that cannot retain from the evil one because he's full of lies. He tells lies. And I say my people need to be set free in all these areas. My people must be free from lying. My people need to be truthful in all areas that my people might walk above reproach. That's why I've called my people for so long. Tell them, I want to have a holy people. I want to have a dedicated people. I want to have a people without sin. And I shall make this happen. If those will seek my face and seek the Lord their God, this shall come to pass. It will come to pass, and I shall make it complete. I will help my beloved. I will help my beloved to stay where they should be. I will help my beloved because I am the true shepherd, and I see my sheep are without hope within themselves. They need the hope of the Heavenly Father. They need that hope from heaven. And I will shelter them, and I shall protect them, and I shall guide them, and I shall hide them under my mighty hedge of protection. And I shall deliver them, and I shall come mightily at that last hour. And I say they shall not see the destruction that waiteth noonday. They shall not see the heartaches that shall come upon this land. My people, be ready. Seek my face. Let them say what they will about thee, but I say there's a day coming, their laugh will be on the other sheep. And I say they have laughed, but they will be in scorn. They will be brought down to a place of heartache. Many will wish to take their own lives. Many will try to take their own lives. And I say there's perilous times, but I say for the redeemed, there's a very venturous time, a blessed time. There's a blessed time before thee, my blood. Be not afraid. For I'm going to do a supernatural work within thee and believe that. Believe that as it was spoken. That's what you need to believe it. Believe it that I'm going to do a great thing that the world cannot even see. They'll say you're crazy. You don't know. But you'll see from heaven. They will not be able to see what you see. They will not know what you know. They will not go where you go. For I, the Lord thy God, shall shelter thee, and I shall bring my sheep, because thou art my apple of my eye, and I shall help those ones that lean no longer in their own understanding, and all their ways acknowledge me. I shall make them as prosperous, and they will walk in wholeness, with no fear, walking in my blessings, walking in my counsel, walking in my judgment, and I shall deliver them, saith the Spirit of God. Glory to God. Praise God. You know, God is really, he's so holy. A lot of people have got the wrong image of God. We need to fear him because he can destroy everything. But we also need to realize that he's the one that can keep us from being destroyed. It's only him that can. Every force is an end. Our beginning starts in him. That beginning is here this night. That beginning starts as you release yourself. It's very simple. You just release yourself to him. God sees you. You don't have to put a pretense on or nothing else. You don't have to confess to someone else because God sees us. we should come to God and believe He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him. He is a rewarder to those that, that's the scripture that I was trying to say. He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him. So, you know, people say, well, God, He's saved everybody. Well, He's not. Because He's a rewarder to those, if they don't seek Him, He's not a rewarder to you. Yes, He gives you all a measure of faith, but He's a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him. You just hang on to that. He gives you, He's a rewarder to those that call upon His name. And those that pray, God is a rewarder. He's a rewarder to those who will take time to call upon God. He's a rewarder to those who will say, Lord, I put You first. Seek You first, His kingdom, and all these other things. He's a rewarder to those that do read His word. Call upon Me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God show us the impossible, that it's going to be possible believing in Him. Glory to God.